We're learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, beginning with a line. Yosef Rabba, Rab Zeira, Rabba Rab Chanon, Yosef Abayi Gabayu. We had these three Amaroyim sitting, and Abayi was sitting with them also. The Yosef Ka'amri, Shmavino Mesisim, you see from our Mishnah, the Yurig Derla Bektano, the Ain Yurig Tano Bekdoyla. You see from our Mishnah that the Yurig Derla are in the Ktano, which means that the Yurig Derla are Moisheles, they rule over the Ketana, but the Gedira Ketana do not rule over the Gedola. Now, I'm going to tell you outside, there'll be five different cases here coming up, and they're not all exactly the same halacha, so we have to understand them. But there's going to be five cases here, one regarding Kalayim, one regarding Get, another one, the third one's regarding a Shliach Tzibur, the fourth one's got to be a Tefillah B'Tzibur, making a Tzibur, and the fifth one's got to be Tzaya in front of a Davar Shiva Kedusha. Five different cases, and we're going to declare you have something in the Gedola or the Ketana, what's the halacha? So there's two parts that come out of the Gedola and Ketana, the big chatzah and the small chatzah. One thing is that we said the chatzah has a mechitza, chatzah Gedola has a mechitza between the chatzah Gedola and the chatzah Ketana, but the chatzah Ketana is open to the Gedola, that's one halacha. And Hilchas Mechitzas, the Ketana is open to the Gedola, and the Gedola has a mechitza to the Ketana. Number two is we're saying, Kepischa Shal Gedola. That means the Ketana is Ke'ilu, the doorway of the Gedola, which means it's subordinate, it's secondary to the Gedola. So let's learn the first halacha. So he said, Shvavin Esimam Sisin, the Diuri Gedola Bektana, Vein Diuri Ketana Gedola, which means that the Diuri Gedola are rule over the Ketana. Vein Diuri Ketana rule on the Gedola. Ketzad. Gefan Megdom. Notice halacha, you're not allowed to plant in a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant seeds. You're not allowed to plant, let's say, wheat or barley in a vineyard. So you had a gefanim begdoilo, you had gefanim in a gedoilo, also Israel is a ketana. You're not allowed to plant seeds in a ketana. Why not? And Rashi speaks out, even if I do it 4 amas away, usually if you do 4 amas away, you're allowed to do it. Here you're not allowed to. Why not? Because I am planting in the gedoilo, like it's in the gedoilo. It's a doorway of the gedoilo. And just like if you plant the doorway of the gedoilo, you can't plant seeds. Here also, even if it's 4 amas away, anywhere in the Ketana, as long as the Gedola is filled with a vineyard, you cannot plant in the Ketana because like the doorway. Kefanim Gedola also Zoraya is a Ketana. Vim Zora. If you did this Issa about being Zoraya, Zoraim Asurim, the Zoraim is also. Why? Because Klapet is Zoraim, there is no Hefzik in the Zoraim and the Kerem. But the Kefanim, interesting enough, the Kefanim are Mutarim. The Kerem is Mutastol. In the same case, why? Because Klapet, the Kerem, has a wall in between. The halacha is, if you have a wall in between Zeraim and a Kerem, you let it plant right next to the fence. That's the halacha. Here you have a wall in between, and therefore be Mutar. What about the opposite case? Kefanim Bektana. Mutal Zeraim is a Gedola. If you have a vineyard in the small one, you let a plant in the Gedola. Why? Because when you're doing the planting, you have a wall. Are you going to tell me, but look at the Kefanim, let the Kefanim be awesome. So Rashi says that if when I planted something, I didn't do an Isser, there's no Kalayim. There's no Isser Kalayim. If when I planted something, there's no Isser, there's no Isser Kalayim. So Rashi speaks out that therefore, even though Klapet and Kefanim, you have there Zeram, since it was Mutter to do, there's no Isser. If you didn't do an Isser, Lekonsu, it didn't make a Knas. They didn't make a knas. We're talking about here, obviously, the Rabbanon diga Zeraim, like Rashi says. We're talking about Shar Zeraim with the Rabbanon Asiri. So, Hachloi, offer the Surah, like, consul the Rabbanon, make a knas. Hachanami, hoyle, since I'm reading Rashi, Ukazora is a gedola, since you planted the big one, behet the Zora, then I fill shtem, shlem, they're both yours. Lekalamikas, there's no knas. And the Koshkim, Tana Shal Acherim, for sure I can't ask her his thing. So that's the first halacha of Ketana and Gedola, and here it has to do with mechitza more. That there's a mechitza in between them, so the Gedola, it's mutter to plant, and in the Ketana, I can't, it's us to plant. The next case. The next case is going to be more, not mechitzadik, more, like we said, secondary. The part of that the two things are secondary. Isha b'gedola, there's an isha standing in the Gedola. Halacha is that if someone throws a get to his wife and to his chotzer, she's kind of the get, and it works. But halacha is she has to be standing there. She's not if she's somewhere else, and she owns a piece of real estate somewhere in the Montana, and I throw a get in there, does not work. Because she has to be standing next to it. That's the halacha. Whatever the reason is, that's Mr. Maris, whatever the reason is, she has to stand next to it. Whatever the reason is. So, like Rashi speaks out, says Azari gel ishta v'yivsech beisa v'yivsech hatzera. You throw a get to a person's wife in their house or in a chotzer. He's a gereshes dafka. He made this a soichah by shosh. Just be standing there. I'm in a soichah by shosh. It doesn't work. So here the case is she's standing in the big one and the get lands in the ktana. Misgereshes. It's not in the same chotzer she is. Teretz is since the ktana is secondary to the gedola. It's like I threw it into the ktana, into the gedola. It's like I threw it into the gedola. It's secondary. It's in the doorway. It's fine. But the opposite case. If the Isha is Bektana, the get Begdoila in a Miskereshes. Because there, she's standing in the Tana, you throw get into the Gdoila, stand in her Chatzah. She's in the Ketana. And the get can't like rule over her, the get's not a person. She is in the Ketana, so the Ketana, Lamaisa, is not, the Gdoila clap in the Ketana is not secondary. While she's standing in the Ketana, the Gdoila is not secondary, and therefore, it's not a good get. Similar to this halacha by get, we'll have by Tzibur also. In those days, the Shliach Tzibur was moitzi everyone with tefillah. They were in a bikim, and since they weren't baki, they didn't know how to read, and they didn't have sidurim, therefore the Shliach Tzibur used to moitzi everyone for davening. The Shliach Tzibur then was a much more important job, and the Shliach Tzibur was moitzi everyone for davening. The halacha is, in these days, a Shliach Tzibur, you're not be yaitzah Shliach Tzibur. Let's just say, oh, today I'm in mood with Shmir HaShem, I'm yaitzah with the Shliach Tzibur. You can't be yaitzah, because a baki cannot be yaitzah with a baki. It has to be dafka any baki. That's the halacha, l'maisa. So, kaponim, here you have a Tzibur b'gdayla, the Shliach Tzibur b'ktana. The whole Tzibur is in the big one, and the Shliach Tzibur is in the ktana. That works. Yaitzah dechavasam. Why? Because the ktana is subordinate, is secondary to the gdayla. But in the opposite case, with Tzibur's Bektanim, Shliach Tzibur Gdoila, in Yez Dechavasam. Because the Rabbim can't be subordinate to the Yachid. And therefore, you look at the Iker places, the Ktana, and again, when you're in the Ktana, the Gdoila is not subordinate to you, so Shliach Tzibur cannot be made to you. A fourth case. And the middle three cases are very similar in Halacha. The fourth case is, you need a minion. And one guy is trying to distance himself. So Tishu Gdoila of Yachid Bektana. 9 in the Gdaila, 1 in the small one, Mistarfin, it's Mistar. Because again, the Katan is secondary to the Gadol. But the other way, Tisha B'Ketan V'Gdaila, 9 people standing in the smaller Chatzar. And one of the bigger Chatzar, Mistarfin. Why? Because it can't be secondary to the Gdaila. The Gdaila can't be secondary to the Ketana, and therefore it's not Mistar. Now, in Halacha L'maisa, just to speak out, that the Rajba says, the Chuvah Rajba says, that if people can see each other, learn from Hilchos Zimun, that if the this is the only time where they can't see each other, but if the minion can see each other, then it could be it does work, even though it's one's a gedola, one's a ktana. It's very negay if you have two rooms and one's there's walls in between, so we can't say that they're both each other. It wouldn't work. So a lot of times it happens. Someone's in a different room or in a different part of the base marriage. And as nashim, you can't be yaitz unless you can see each other. Then it could be you can be yaitz. It's a big machlokes, but it could be you could that they can see each other without any obstruction. Then it could be one minion eye in the Mishabura to see how he paskin. Yeah, that's what it came up in these shilas. Another thing is Tosha speaks out that this that we said Tisha b'gedoyla v'yachah b'ktanas mistarfen. That means 9 in the big one and 1 in the little one, it works. That means dafka was one person. But if it's 5 and 5, it won't happen with star. Because you need an episode of Roiv. 5 and 5 won't happen with star. Now we're going to the last case. The last case is more similar in Lomdus to the first case, where it's mere mechitzadik, not secondary-ish. We said there's two things about this, two chaserias. First of all, there's a mechitza in between. And second thing, there's a var of secondaries. This is more in the mechitza world. Soya b'gdoyla, with soya in the big one, also licorice kriya shma b'ktana. You can't say kriya shma b'ktana. Why not? Because in the ktana, there's no separation between you and the soya. Because there's no, it's open, it's clearly open. But the opposite case, soya b'ktana, if the soya, which is not, the halacha is, and I'll say kriya shma or dovash b'gdusha in front of the soya, because it says, v'hoya machanecha kadosh, kuvit shalav d'raisa. And the pasuk says, v'hoya machanecha kadosh, and therefore you can't say their shma. So, the tzoya b'ktana mutlikus goes well with the other. Then you let us say b'gdoyla, why? Because you have walls, you have mechitzas. So ad kan the five cases where we see chotzer g'dayla, chotzer k'tana have these halachas either of mechitza or of being secondary to each other. Omlu Abaya. Abaya said to them. So we remember that we have the three g'daylam sitting there, and they said over these five cases. So Abaya says, Omlu Abaya, im kem etzinu mechitza l'isa. It comes out he's going back on the case of Zeraim. He's saying, this mechitza is making an isser. Why? We spoke out when we learned the case. Let's say the case was, you had a vineyard in the big one. In the small one, you cannot plant Zeroyim. That's the halacha. Because like plant, it's like there's no mechitza in between. So we said, even if you markik four Amis, you still can't do it. Why not? Because like in the Pesach. So it comes out, by making this mechitza, it was worse. If you didn't have a mechitza like the Gafufi, of the Nigdal Tana, you'd be able to do four Amis. Now because of the mechitza, it's worse. And he had Abaya had a hard time swallowing that. Omer Abaya came and seen a mechitza l'isa. Shemala a mechitza. There was no mechitza marchik dal ramas. Vezerei, it can be zerei. Vio hashda asura. Now it's also. Now it's also. So mechitza is making isa. Omer Rav Zera Abaya, I've never seen a mechitza l'isa. Why it's such a big deal? You never found mechitza l'isa. I'll show you. You do find it. But nan, in our mission itself, you find it. It says chasa gedola. You have to see the case. Well, I'll show you a case that we can say about our Mishnah that mechitza will be l'issa. Why? But then chatz gedol shevusa k'tana. The halacha is chatz gedol k'tana. Gedolim with teres. Why? Because it has the gefufi, has the little side walls. The k'tana, you know, between him and the k'tana has little walls. The k'tana right and left, you have walls. K'tana asura b'yishu k'mitzvah shadayla. The ilu zokt Rav Zeri adds on. Let's say I made a construction here. And what I did was, I pictured the walls of the katana going into the gedola. I extended those walls straight to the back wall of the chatzah. Now, it's like one, the same size, the chatzah, katana, chatzah, gedola. What's the halacha? It'll be asur. Because you just took away the gefufi. If you extended the walls of the katana straight into the gedola, to the back wall of the chatzah. You got the picture, Vaishi? It goes straight to the back wall. So then you wouldn't have gefufi anymore. You wouldn't have that part that's wider would be outside the chatzah. So what would be halacha? Would be asa. V'ilu hishves gefufeha gedolah nami asura. So what do you see? I can make a mechitza l'issa. I made a mechitza here. I added on mechitza and I made it asa. So you say, what's the big deal? Yeah, mechitza l'issa. Amalei savayis is that. It's not a raya. Hasam, you're not making a mechitza. See the mechitza. So what you're doing is you're taking away the gefufi. The reason why you can't carry, not because of this mechitza, the reason why you made it open is because you took away the gefufi. It's like breaking down the gefufi. You happen to do it with construction. But it's not because you made a mechitza. Hotzim see the mechitza. That's not a rayo. That's not a rayo that you can make a mechitza l'issa. So that's not a rayo. And tomorrow we'll continue on the next daf more about the same thing with see the mechitza. Tomorrow we'll bring two more rayos and answer also see the mechitza. And we'll see that on Mitzvah on tomorrow's daf.